Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this third Sunday after the Epiphany. Today's Old Testament reading tells us of Jonah's call to the inhabitants of Nineveh to repent of their evil ways. Leading up to today's portion of the account, Jonah had been directed by God to go to Nineveh to proclaim God's warning and call to repentance. Jonah had boarded a ship going in the opposite direction, where he was thrown overboard in a storm and swallowed by a great fish. We hear of God giving Jonah a second chance to warn the residents of Nineveh. Following the reading, we hear, "Create in me a clean heart, O God," which presents the sense of the penitence of the people of Nineveh, as well as the faithful through the ages.
A reading from the third chapter of the prophet Jonah. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he called out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it.
St. Paul presents some concerns regarding how the people of God live in these last times, striving to lead a holy life when being hit with the cares of the world pulls each Christian in two completely different directions. We reflect on this in the hymn, "Let Us Ever Walk with Jesus."
A reading from the 7th chapter of St. Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth. "This is what I mean, brothers. The appointed time has grown very short. From now on, let those who have wives live as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no goods, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away. I want you to be free from anxieties. The unmarried man is anxious about the things of the Lord, how to please the Lord. But the married man is anxious about worldly things, how to please his wife, and his interests are divided. and the unmarried or betrothed woman is anxious about the things of the Lord, how to be holy in body and spirit. But the married woman is anxious about worldly things, how to please her husband. I say this for your own benefit, not to lay any restraint upon you, but to promote good order and to secure your undivided devotion to the Lord.
Thank you.
Today's gospel reading tells us of Jesus calling four fishermen to follow him, to be his disciples. Unlike other rabbis who would be approached by their prospective followers, Jesus calls his followers. They appear to unhesitatingly commit to follow him, leaving behind their established means of earning a living. The trust that they show is presented in the hymn, "In you, Lord, I have put my trust."
A reading from the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him.
We thank you for inviting us into your home this morning to share the Holy Word of God with you. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you at our worship service at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Bible study and Sunday school are offered immediately following the service for all ages. Many activities and classes present themselves throughout the week as well. Please contact the church office for more information at 574-896-2025. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, May you rejoice in the Lord and always put your trust in Him.